The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Give us feedback on this podcast or ask tech questions by calling the voicemail hotline at 877-414-5856. That's 877-414-5856 to get your questions answered.
So this female voice is Jenny Lamb, and you are part of the Aero Experience team.
And we're actually called the MSX design team.
MSX. What the? Okay. What? Why? Okay. First of all,
you can blame Hillel Cooperman for that name.
Okay. So what is it again? MSX?
It stands for Microsoft User Experience.
So it wouldn't be MSE?
No, because I think it's trendy to use the letter X for experience.
Yeah.
And even when we talk about within the industry, we call it UX, so user experience.
User experience. Here, I'm just going to get a little closer there.
Oh,
there you go. You have my voice is kind of booming.
Whereas, I have a soft voice.
Yeah, you have a very soft voice. I just want to make sure everybody at home can hear you. So Aero doesn't stand for anything really, correct?
Oh, no, that's quite incorrect. Aero, actually, I think I was the one who came up with Aero.
The name.
You came up with the name. Yeah, well, I didn't come up with the philosophy. As a group, we came up with the philosophy, and I remember standing over by the whiteboard looking at all these keywords about what we wanted to describe the new user experience, and like, we need a name for the way to describe this instead of this like paragraph.
Bob was already taken.
Bob was taken, yeah. Unfortunately. So the words that we had up on the board were authentic, energetic, reflective, and open. And not in that order, and I just, you know, genius, put them together as an acronym.
Yeah, you did that, a beautiful mind thing where the letters just kind of popped out at you and they glowed and everything else disappeared and the Nazis were coming to get you and everything.
It wasn't quite that dramatic, it was actually very simple.
Well, but I've never seen Aero fully capitalized. It's usually all in lowercase letters.
Yeah, so I'm not, there's some inconsistencies.
Wait a minute. So the idea of Aero, is to make things less inconsistent or more consistent.
More consistent, right.
So when you say there's inconsistencies in the way that it's being capitalized, lowercase.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think there's some legal issues around the name. Like I think they wanted to trademark the name or something like that, and so they capitalized it as Aero. But it's actually an acronym. That's the story behind Aero.
Yeah. Well, I caught it as an acronym, but I wasn't sure if that was marketing coming in afterwards, swooping in and saying, we need to make this an acronym. It needs to make sense for people.
No, I don't even think that they even explain the what Aero stands for. Mm-hmm. I think they explain the philosophy, but they don't ever, you know, not the authentic, energetic, reflective, open.
But you've been working on it for quite a while.
For 4 years, yes.
And I got a simple question. The Luna UI, were you responsible for that?
I was not on the team.
Okay, then we can still talk. has the person who was responsible for that been fired?
Well, it was a group of people.
And have they been fired?
We still have a few. We still have a few of the Lunar designers around,
but they've been shoved away. They have not. They're not allowed to touch Aero.
Actually, the guy you're going to talk to tomorrow, Chuck Cummins, he had a lot to do with Luna.
Oh, so I got to kick him in the shin.
He's
may be a great guy, but
he's a great designer. He's a great product designer. Actually, I think we also before I finish, I think we also had, and I wasn't there at the time, so I'm not totally sure, but I think that we had agencies helping us out too. Frog Design, I think, was one of them that helped do some explorations on
It's just nasty.
On Luna. And they're here, so you should go talk to them.
I'm going to kick them in the shin.
You can go talk to them.
And this is the only reason, honestly, why I'm talking to you is because you run in classic mode too.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So I can actually, I only run in classic mode. I refuse to touch anything Luna.
But I think I do it more for an iconic reason, because I think it's truly feels like pop culture, like this this design that feels like really old and really fast. And
well, that's the thing.
It is
fast.
Kind of fast.
It's so much better. Like, the classic mode is so much better, so much faster, so much cleaner than Luna, in my opinion.
And it's also geekier. I think it looks geekier. It looks more technical.
Well, I don't need 87 pixels tall tool or title
in the
bars.
And the gradients shadows.
I don't mind the gradients and shadows if it would look nice. See, OS X, nice.
It does look great.
Windows XP, not. And that's what, you know, it's good to see that you're making at least some inroads in decent design with Aero.
But it's
Aero.
So subjective.
No, it's not subjective.
I mean, some people look at classic and they think it looks like crap. It looks very mechanical and hard and
okay,
technical.
But comparing classic to Luna, it's like choosing ugly over not as ugly. So that's not really a choice. No, that's not really a choice. Luna is ugly. Luna was bad. Luna was thrown into the last minute. It's horrible.
My mom loves Luna.
What, Brad? We can't hear you. You don't have a mic on your head. I can't hear you. Okay. What? Luna made millions of dollars for Stardock. Okay, well, yeah, because window blinds, you know, is now apparently he made millions of dollars. So you're gonna get thrown out of the business with Arrow, right? The Arrow experience, you're gonna put Stardock out of business?
I don't know that. I don't have an answer for that. I'm looking at Stardock now.
That's in Windows XP, and he's got the kind
of. Oh, you're the one who did the skin.
They didn't make the skin. They make the software for the skin.
Shame on you.
No shame. It makes Windows XP look better. It makes Windows XP look better.
How did you guys do that?
See, now that's the question. She asked, how did you do that? It's faster, too.
Yeah, it is really fast. Do you have dynamic blurring behind the glass? No, you don't have dynamic blurring.
No. That's too complicated. We leave that for Microsoft to figure out.
That's the performance hit, isn't it?
What, the
blurring behind the glass? Yeah.
I'm noticing, and maybe it's just the immaturity of the drivers. I'm running. I have ATI's drivers, which are pretty good. I mean, NVIDIA's are crap as far as Vista are concerned. They just junk. That's been reported. You can even ask Brad. Brad, NVIDIA isn't doing too well with Vista drivers, right? Yeah, exactly. So I'm not the only one who says that. ATI's got a much more rock solid approach to the way they're doing things. They do much better with drivers these days,
okay.
Which wasn't always the case. But anyway, I've noticed. It's not as snappy, and maybe this will come with later builds, but it's not as clean and it's not as snappy as I would expect it to
Arrow.
Be. Arrow.
Yeah, there's a lot of performance issues that we're working out, and that's one of our biggest, as a designer, it's one of our biggest sort of pains, you know, or
performance.
Yeah, it's performance, because we want to create these gorgeous, beautiful graphics and or an animation, and if it's 1 second or even like 20 milliseconds to a hit to performance, it's cut.
Yeah.
You know, so we struggle a lot.
I thought the Windows Graphics Foundation, I thought that all that was supposed to help things get sped up.
Sure.
Sure?
Sure? Yes.
That's an official sure?
I'm a designer. I'm not technical.
So you do nothing. Do you work on, well, let me ask you this. As a designer, do you work largely on the Windows PC or on a Mac?
Windows.
Now, is that by choice or is that by job? At home, do
actually,
you have
I
Windows?
So I have a G4 at home, but it hasn't been touched since I moved to Seattle. So I moved here straight from design school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I worked full-time when I was in design school. I went through an MBA program and then decided, what am I doing here? I need to be doing something more creative, and I went back to art school. And I worked on a Mac there, and the first time I worked on a PC was my first day at Microsoft as a designer, as a designer for UI. And I'm like, what is UI?
Oh, no.
And what I loved about it was how fast it was compared to the Mac.
Yeah, it was at that
it
time.
Was amazing. Yeah. And right-click. I know that there's a keystroke for that on the Mac, but I loved right-click.
And
I loved, like, the Microsoft mouse and how, streamlined everything felt. And I never crashed. It was really cool. And I hated the graphics, you know.
Oh, yeah. But that's your job, though. You hate it so much that you want to make it better.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I thought if there was a choice, if Apple had offered me a job, or if Microsoft had offered me a job, well, Microsoft did, if I had the choice, I'd go to Microsoft, and I did, because you can make way more impact as a designer there. I mean, Apple's got this.
They've got it figured out.
They've got it figured out.
They're done.
If you want to make impact, you go to Microsoft, you know, and so.
Okay, so in looking at what we see with the current builds of Windows Vista, or even the final builds, where's your handiwork specifically?
So I had a lot to do with the initial creative direction. So, and it wasn't just me. It was about a group of five designers who worked on transparency and glass. I was the original person who started the icon work. So going for a more high fidelity, photorealistic style on the icons, creating some standards for that. Then I passed it on off to another designer as I was moving toward features. I worked on Ubi, which is out-of-box experience.
Oh, okay.
So that's when you install.
Yeah.
Ubi. It's fun.
Ubi?
Say, yeah.
Oh, out of the box.
OOBE.
OOBE.
Yeah.
Out-of-box experience. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, okay, gotcha.
O-O-B-E.
Okay. Yeah, I had to visualize that for a second there. So you're really more of a director of UI? Or?
Well, no, I started out as just a regular product designer, but my passion and my background is actually in graphic design and brand. And I came to Microsoft thinking, that, you know, the where I would really want to invest a lot of my energy is in learning, in growing as a designer, so using new tools, and being more technical, because I don't think enough designers are technical enough to understand constraints. And then also bringing to life the brand, because I think the perception around Microsoft and the perception around the product is poor. When the business is really healthy and the image is really poor, there's something that the design can do to bring up the image and the perception of the product. And so I wanted to work on with marketing guys and making sure that they really like embrace the product. And you know, and so so I work a lot with marketing on things like desktop wallpaper.
Oh yeah,
screensavers.
Great.
So all the content and the really big sort of big impression and moments you associate with the Windows brand.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll start to feel better about it as we get closer.
I hope so. I think we are on this trajectory. Our sort of strategy was like, even with XP and the Start Something campaign, was like, we need people to know what Windows does for them. You go in and ask someone on, you know, on the street, and you ask them what does Windows do for you. They don't know.
Email, internet. I can
they
get to
the
Google.
Internet, or no, they say something like they say it has something to do with Bill Gates. It's software, and they don't know that it's like this really important, you know, centralized device to organize your files and documents and photos and stuff like that. And so, with the Start Something campaign, we tried to.
I didn't like that at all, by the way.
You didn't? What do you like about it?
Well, it was so generic. Like, start something. And then I'm reading it, like, you can do this, this, this. And I'm like, yeah, but I can do the same thing on OS X.
But did you go to the website? Because if you went to the website, it shows you all the software, the third-party software that runs on Windows, that you could do really cool stuff with.
Like, I didn't know.
You could track the stars with your telescope. There's just a software you can...
Yeah, but it looks horrible, by the way.
Does it?
Yes.
I didn't get it.
UI is horrible. That's the thing. It's not so... sometimes it's Windows itself, but it's also the designers. They have no ability... Like, programmers have no design ethic at all.
Well, there's been
very few.
A lot of companies don't really value design. They don't see a value add to design.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly, I know. It's frustrating because I have to use it. Well, I don't have to. No one's got a gun to my head or anything.
But. No, but I mean, you shouldn't be subjected to
ugly
stuff.
I agree. And coming from a designer, that means something. So continue the good work, and I look forward to seeing the final product. And
Believe me,
I'll be giving everybody
help. Send me bugs.
Oh, believe me, I will.
Live streaming of The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media and Limelight Networks. Download Windows Media Player 10 to listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, GMT-8.